The Transportation Disadvantaged Local Coordinating Board approved a no-show slash cancellation policy to identify those who habitually cancel or who are a no-show for scheduled trip. The goal of the TDLCB is to educate the customers of the policy to reduce the incidences of cancellations and or no-shows. The customer has the option to appeal any action taken to enforce this policy. Customers who are ready prior to their scheduled pickup time should contact CAP Customer Service. Customers will be picked up as a vehicle becomes available. If the customer is not ready to make the return trip when the service vehicle arrives, the customer is placed into will call status. This means customers will call CAP Customer Service when ready. Customers will be picked up as a vehicle becomes available. All cancellations need to be made preferably before 2 p.m. of the day prior to the reservation date. All scheduled trips must be canceled at least 2 hours prior to the scheduled trip in order to avoid being deemed a no-show. Passengers are not responsible for no-shows resulting from their sudden illness, family or personal emergency, transit connection or appointment delays, extreme weather conditions, operator error, or other unforeseen reasons for which it's not timely to call to cancel or take the trip as scheduled. Late cancellations and/or no-shows may result in suspension of service. Passengers will be notified of every no-show violation in writing. If a passenger receives notice of a no-show violation that proposes a suspension of service, the written notification shall also outline the passenger's right to appeal the imposition of that sanction. All penalties reset after 1 year from the initial no-show violation. Disciplinary suspension of services. The first no-show, the passenger will receive a phone call and a warning letter to review the no-show policy and its exceptions. On the second no-show, the passenger will receive a second warning letter. On the third no-show, the passenger will receive a suspension of service for 7 calendar days. Suspension will begin the day following the no-show and continue for 7 calendar days. Example, no-show on Monday, suspension begins on Tuesday and continues through the following Monday. On the fourth no-show, the passenger will receive a suspension of service for 14 calendar days. Suspension will begin the day following the no-show and will continue for 14 calendar days. For 5 or greater no-shows, the passenger will receive a suspension of service for 30 calendar days. Suspension will begin the day following the no-show and continue for 30 calendar days.